With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Wildfire smoke has inundated communities across western Montana this summer, and officials are worried about its impacts on human health, physical and otherwise. Edward O'Brien reports.
Missoula City County air quality specialist Sarah Cofield understands the negative health impacts of air pollution better than most, but even she was startled by its impacts earlier this week.
I mean, I can tell you, I went to the gym yesterday and had filtered air, and I got incredibly sick because I had been breathing scummy air. And just going to clean air doesn't make you healthy and well.
Air pollution presents very real health threats, especially in the kind of high concentration seen this summer in Seeley Lake and the Bitterroot Valley.
People need to be really respectful of the fact that this is a cumulative pollutant, and the longer you're in it, the more it's going to impact you. We know that there have been people in Seeley Lake who have been impacted by the smoke. It is affecting their health, and it's going to affect the health of the people in the Bitterroot Valley and people in Missoula.
During unhealthy and hazardous air alerts in particular, people should limit their exposure to outdoor air. Anyone experiencing symptoms of heart and lung disease associated with smoke exposure should contact their health care provider. Prolonged exposure to wildfire smoke may even have negative impacts on our mental health.
Well, certainly, you know, the longer it drags on, the harder it is to get through it.
And that may be why Cofield's daily air quality updates for the Missoula City County Health Department are so generously dosed with humor and a human, down-to-earth narrative.
Just seeing it day after day after day and not seeing relief in sight, it's hard. And, you know, I try to get through it, and sometimes the best way to get through it is with humor, and some days is harder than others.
And it looks like there will be many difficult days ahead. It could be weeks before we get the significant rain or even snow that it's going to take to completely snuff out these wildfires. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.